9 to 12 years. Deadly 60. Steve Backshaw searches for the 60 most dangerous animals in the world. He describes animals, their behaviors, and their environments. The language is technical, but as the program is based on facts, the majority of the grammar needed is basic. Therefore, it's easy to understand and a good way to learn new vocabulary. Sarah and Duck. Sarah and Duck are best friends who go on simple but exciting adventures in their own imaginative way. Although this program was created for children aged 4 to 6, older children love watching what random things Duck does. There isn't much talking, aside for the narrator interacting with Sarah, so it's easy to follow. We also like it because it uses vocabulary that the children probably already know from school in a really natural way. Horrid Henry. Although Horrid Henry lacks manners and hygiene and is always up to mischief, he always does the right thing in the end. The language they use in this program is really natural, and there are lots of everyday interactions that children experience. But it may be a bit advanced for some children. That said, the stories are really relatable, and children, especially the naughty ones, love it. Art Attack. Children learn how to do neat art projects at home. The presenter gives detailed instructions that children will be used to from English classes. The presenter also makes the projects on screen, which will give context and help your child understand the English. For a more relaxing and easier to understand version, watch Heartbeat from the 1980s. Danger Mouse. Join Danger Mouse on his hilarious, high-stakes missions to save London and the world from evil. The language is quite complicated, but the stories are fast-paced and the important phrases are easier to understand, like, run! So it's still fun to watch, even if you don't understand it all. The older ones from the 1980s give some really good typical British phrases, and they speak a bit slower too.